¡Dígale! ¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast. Jorge, Georgie, Martin here. Gang's all back together. Primos, Ricky
right?
Torres, Hector
the real
Reyes.
Si, señor, right there.
Oh, not man, the, I'm yes. back. I am
not
back.
Not the one you or I make,
I'm
Georgie.
Back. I'm like, you know, what was it? Like Die Hard with a Vengeance. I'm back with a vengeance. Let's go. I won today by 0.98 points. Less than 1 point. So
we had
thrilled. Super excited.
We had two corazones rotos today in Familia FFP. But,
yeah, we'll discuss that. I'll talk about that. I was on the winning side, but very, very excited about it.
I had a great week. It was the first time I went 5-0 all year.
So, well, gracias. Excited. Gracias, everybody, for joining us. Como siempre, estamos aquí a sus órdenes. Make sure you're checking out our website at familiaffb.com, as well as our Twitter at familiaffb. And our Familia FFP Facebook page. Hell of a day. I mean, this is what happens when we have nice weather all across the country.
Weird.
NFL feels like winter.
Points.
Feels
kicks,
like winter.
All the kicks
right?
going everywhere.
Yeah, it feels like winter here, but everywhere else, here where we are.
We had a hailstorm the other day, and it rained today.
Unbelievable. But no, I mean, it was, first off, guys. I think we need to apologize to Ricky, to your brother, Mikey. Ricky, you want to lead us off on this one?
Well, he asked us this morning, I have to choose between DJ Chark or Marquise Brown. And everyone was like, oh, get Marquise. DJ Chark has a rookie quarterback, right? So, and of course, the first play of the game, pretty much. Yes. Not the first play of the game, but like right away. DJ Chark gets a long touchdown, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Like 75 Marquise yarder
Brown got
or something
like
that. Yeah.
6 points overall PPR. So, yeah, you guys were wrong. I didn't weigh my opinion because I was already, I have Marquise Brown in 4 leagues. So I sat him in 2, played him in the other 2 because I was already a little like, all right, last week was bad. But the other half of me said, all right, Georgie said that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So, so my heart went with Georgie. My brain went with no. I should have told Mikey, hey, go with my brain. But unfortunately, he went Marquise Brown and missed
Chark
quite a few
off.
Points. Even though Chark didn't go off, he just went off right away. And it was a regret the whole day rather than a last-minute touchdown.
Right off the bat. Right. Oh, that one's Dios mío, that just hurt.
Those sting a little. Like putting Mertiolate on a cut stings a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So, Mikey, all the way in London, we know you're listening. So, Primo, we love you, and we're sorry, and we promise you're going to be right next time. So,
Lo siento.
Oh, man. Well, Primo Ricky, you kicked my butt. Me diste nalgadas on this one.
It was very nice.
Yeah, you weren't very nice to me.
What was the final score? What was your final score, guys?
It was like 140 to 85. Somewhere.
Ouch.
If you average it to that. But I was excited because this is what my team looks like. Full throttle. I finally had them. Last week, I had 6 of them, 5 or 6 of them out. So I lost in every league. But oh my goodness. It's just awesome because I'm like, this is my playoff team. So to see me just whoop on Georgie, it's like, sorry, bro, you should have faced me last week, but ooh, it just felt so good. McCaffrey, Kamara, Murray, and with
Kelsey.
Hopkins getting like barely anything, and Kelsey, of course. So it's like, and with Baltimore, it's like, oh,
it's just, woo, it was just, wee. I mean, it was disgusting. It was disgusting. I mean, I did a hero play to sit Zeke. In hopes that maybe some, you know, because I was worried about his workload. And honestly, I really thought, you know what, CMC is not going to get a full workload today. Wrong
answer.
So much for that. So
well, they were in it, so they had to.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Exactly. And he
looked, burner.
He looked exactly like himself. He looked perfect. He looked just like CMC again. So, I mean, we'll talk about that one. And Ricky, you also, you know, did the double duty DFS, your team. Just...
And it was so exciting because in my DraftKings account, because we do this every week, we do a small group And I really had hopes for this one. So I put in a $3 league and it was up to $1,000 I was going to win. And you know what I went with was, I was like, you know what? We talked about how Josh Allen is just going up against a easy Seattle team. So if they go up against this easy Seattle team, it's going to be a, he has to score a lot of points. So boom, I knew to get him and Diggs right away. Other than him, I figured let's lay on Atlanta. So I got Zacchaeus or whatever, however you pronounce it. We just happened to get 100 yards and a touchdown. And and because I did that, I was able to get Cook or Dalvin Cooks. And who was the other? Oh, yeah, Christian McCaffrey. So I tore it up. And Julio Jones. Where I messed up was Atlanta defense and Gage. Other than that, I tore it up this week. And I ended up only winning $15 DraftKings. But to see it at $1,000, it definitely made me thirst for more.
Yeah, Hector, nice. You got.
Plus, I won in our little miniature league, which was like an extra, $25?
That was good. I was up early on, but then it faded away. Everybody faded away. And then Justin Jackson got a big dona. So,
oh
man. And Hector, you gave a corazón roto to Tony today.
Yes, I did. He had Ryan. So I had a decent day. You know, I had my guys, Metcalf did pretty decent. Let me go through my lineup here real quick. At the end of he had Josh Jacobs, who I guess there was a touchdown that, you know, they went back and reviewed it, and did he break the plane? Did he not break the plane? So he got that score. And then Tony had Aguilar. He connected with a 45 yarder from Carr, which I was like, what? So, I mean, I was up big early. So, I thought I was going to, take Tony out, but end of the day, I'm up by 4.98 points. And he's got Ryan Suecop, the kicker for Tampa Bay, going up. I'm just like, there's no way I'm going to win. So I've been busy. I've been off the air for a couple episodes here. I've been, putting my house together. It's like Legos, Like, you got to put it all together. So I've been like putting everything together and, getting situated. And finally, I'm, doing stuff today, getting a little bit more acclimated and comfortable here. But yeah, I was just kind of, putting stuff away. And I was like, there's no way I lost, So I took a little break and I was, watching the game. And I think I turned it on and it was like 28-0 or 21-0. And I was just like, wait, what? Because I'm already thinking that I'm going to be down. I think I turned on my phone like somewhere in the second quarter. And I was like, I'm sure he probably already outscored me. He's got two field goals already by now. I'm sure I lost. And nope. And there we go into the third quarter, zero. There we go into the fourth quarter and zero. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm actually going to win. And this is crazy. So it went down to the wire. I don't know what Tampa Bay was thinking. I guess they just didn't want to get shut out. So being up by 4.98, and Suecop comes in for a 48 yarder. And luckily those 2 yards saved me, because if it was a 50 yarder, he would have beat me by 0.02. But because it was a 48 yarder, he got 4 points for that. And I ended up winning 80.82 to 79.84. I won by 0.98 today. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to win like that. Knowing that you won by less than 1 point, it was crazy, crazy day, and I'm just happy about it.
Oh man, well, quite the day as far as football is concerned. I mean, the Saints dominated Tampa Bay on Sunday Night Football. We're recording just after that. I mean, it was just Breeze was fantastic. Brady had a not so good game.
Brady was not fantastic.
Yeah, Antonio Brown came back 31 yards. He had a couple plays that looked like himself. The game of the day was Tua Tagovailoa and Kyler Murray just tangling, and it was just,
that was fun. It shouldn't have been that close, but it was fun to watch it. And if you had Kyler Murray on your team, pretty much, it was really nice to watch.
Whatever.
I know it wasn't nice for you to watch that the ending of that Charger game.
I thought we had it. I was so excited. I was screaming out loud. And then that one replay just broke my heart.
I actually put on Twitter, you know, it's like, oh, the Chargers went on a walk-off. And then it's like, oh, I recount.
So it was your fault.
Yeah, it was my fault. It was my fault. And then, you know, the Cowboys almost shocked the world. They were leading the game, ended up, but the Steelers ended up pulling out a 24-19 victory. And then
in that game, I was really like, oh my God, I hope they do it. I want the Steelers to wait. That's the Cowboys. Now I'm cool with it. Steelers.
Just going to say, wait a minute.
The Panthers,
because you know what? My brujo of the second half is that the Eagles are barely going to win the NFC East with a losing record. So right now that's going to be fine, because I just need the whole NFC East to just be really crappy. And right now it's perfect.
It's so bad. And then the Panthers tried a 67-yard field goal that actually was long enough, but he missed it. So the Chiefs
needed to aim a little bit more to the left.
Yeah.
Oh, is that all, Rick? Make sure you send him a Twitter message. You know, hey, man, just aim a little bit more.
Oh, and
left. I'm sure that he would love to hear that.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen took a chunk out of the Russell Wilson MVP talk with dominating with a dominant performance, and then the Falcons avoided their last second loss. So it was a good one. You know, that was
and I really thought, I just figured, you know, they've been sucking so much that I figured Denver was going to come back. So I called it when I said, we already know how this game is going to go, blah, 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 blah. Denver's going to come back at the end. Denver barely didn't come back at the end. So, yeah, I think we know how this is going to end up the rest of the year. Also, I want to go over something you went over, Georgie. Where did you have Smog City?
Oh, yeah.
I found it at Trader Joe's.
Really? Smog City is a really good beer. It's right across the street from Monkish.
It's out there in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they had like three or four different types, and I did a variety pack.
Nice.
And it was, it reminded me of one of my favorites, which is the white ale from St. Archer, but it had like a little bit of citrus in it. It was fantastic. Nice. Fantastic. So
right on. Yeah, good beer. Smog City, good stuff.
Familia, big recommendation on that one.
At a Torrance CA. Drink local, support your local brewers.
Oh man, yeah. I'm gonna buy some more of that stuff, because it was so good. It was so good. And it helps to kind of calm down the ay ay ay.
Ay ay ay.
Oh, Kyle Allen, dislocated ankle.
It is a Washington DC thing to break down in December or in November.
Isn't that crazy? So
whether you be part of the football team or the political team, this is what happens. So, but you know what? From the ashes, we see a phoenix, and Alex Smith was able to come back. Is this right? 325 yards?
Yep. One touchdown, three interceptions.
Though. Three interceptions. But that 300 yards is a lot. He looks like a rookie quarterback. He looks like a good rookie quarterback with those numbers, even though he is who he is. So, I mean, and with what he did with Scary Terry, I'm excited at least. So, we'll see what happens from this.
But it, I mean, just heartbreaking for Kyle Allen. I mean, because it just looked, I only saw it once and then I just couldn't look away. It was just,
they said a minor break. So I feel like for a dislocation with a minor break, he's done for the season because there's not enough season. But I feel like as far as him playing next season, he's going to be back to 100%.
Yeah. Well, we had David Johnson knocked out, putting the concussion protocol. So Matthew Stafford also, it looked like a violent hit to the side of the head. That was a bad one.
Looked like it was a lot of the back too.
Oh yeah.
And because he's friends with Clayton Kershaw, I feel like it's contagious to have back issues.
Oh jeez. David Montgomery also had a head injury late in the game. Noah Fant, I saw him actually leave the game.
He's always injured. Am I not right? Right.
It really seems like it. I mean, he's a big guy, and it just, I mean, I could see, I saw someone.
He's always limping about something every game.
It's amazing. Laviska Shenault, hamstring issue. And to me, the one that hurt Me personally was Justin Jackson hurting his knee on the first play of the game.
First play of the game. Those are the worst.
0 points the whole game.
I played him. I played him in DFS, and he just, you know, you can't afford a donut on that. So
automatic. That's automatic loss. DFS. Yeah. Your guy gets a donut. It's automatic loss.
It's not going
to. I didn't lose. Thank God I played him, and I didn't lose. But that's because the other guy had a lot of bad players. So, ooh.
Unreal. Big Ben got a knee injury. I thought he was coming out of the game because
It looked like it hurt.
Yeah, it looked like it hurt. I mean, he got hit on the side of the knee, and I don't know what they put, a brace or something. So, but something to keep an eye on with him. And Preston Williams, injured foot, carted off the fields.
He probably wanted to get far away from those five coaches that were put in the COVID protocol.
That was amazing. That was, oh, geez, that's you know.
And so like, just coaches, put me on the stretcher and get me far away from these guys. I heard them coughing.
and the thing that they were talking about, like they had Ryan Fitzpatrick. They were showing a picture of Ryan, video of in Ryan
Fitzpatrick. Shorts?
No, not.
Did you see that one?
Oh man, those are Dolphin shorts from the 80s, man. Nice. Oh, those things are crazy.
So you did see the shorts?
Oh yes, I saw
like
the
Miami
shorts.
Vice, like Miami Vice type shorts.
They were like John Stockton shorts of the 80s.
Final year,
like Crockett and Tubbs.
No, they were shorts like like
roller skating on a Saturday.
No, like John Stockton.
Nah. Oh no, like the Utah Jazz, like.
Yep, Utah Jazz, 1980s. Wow. But yeah, that's, and that was right. And
he, generous, and he, but and yes. Really,
ooh man, so tough one, tough one with him, and he was actually playing really well, catching a lot of balls from Tua. So we'll talk about that one in a second. But in the picks. Nico went 4-1 today.
Nice.
He got a win on the Raiders with the kind of miracle ending. You got the Giants, Seattle. I was telling him, what are you doing taking a, doing a home, not taking a home underdog with a good team. So he won with Green Bay already. And then the Ravens 2.5. So looking good there, and looking forward to Hector getting back into the game on this one.
That's right. That's right. I'm back. I'm back, baby.
And my personal system is 4-0 with Dallas covering +13. I think they were up to 14 in game time today. So
nice.
So it's that nice. One's coming in. So start cashing in on our picks, guys. But
there you go.
And let's cash in on some of these guys. Ay, mijo.
And the first one is the one that I really celebrated for DFS.
Go for
Josh
it, baby.
Allen. Monster. Josh Allen, 400 yards. 415, 3 touchdowns. Most of the damage he did the first half with 7 rushes, 14 yards, and a touchdown there as well. We just knew that Seattle just was horrible against the quarterback. This was going to be a tough game between the two. So no matter what, we knew he was going to throw, try to take charge. So, yeah, I was really proud of this one. And I give a lot of credit to you, Georgie.
Oh, because I talked you into it?
Yeah, you didn't play him.
And I didn't end up playing him because I talked myself out of it. I somehow talked myself out of it, and I wanted
to. Into who?
I talked myself into Justin Herbert because he was cheaper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, there is something to be said for that. You know, yeah.
He likes a cheap pop.
It's a magic mathematical formula with the
effect. He likes a cheap pop. I like my pop to be mathematically equacious.
I mean, it's funny because I had good plays all over the place because I had Deontay Johnson and Brandon Cooks as cheap plays on my receivers, and I was able to fit Julio Jones in there, but it just
what'd you place
for like 10th because nobody really did anything other than Brandon Cooks and Julio Jones.
I'm just happy you're doing it.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
Happy you're doing it.
Having a blast.
Sucks you placed 10 out of 11, but I'm happy you're doing it.
I might have gotten.
I got to jump in there.
It's 12 people, heck. It's fun. So you got to do it.
I think I will.
And then, I won $30 off these guys real quick. It's really nice and easy.
Cool. Oh, man. Well, Kyler Murray was just absolute beast today. Ooh, 383 touchdowns, 283 yards passing, 106 yards rushing, and another touchdown. I mean, he just looks like he's playing a different game than people. I mean, he is just phenomenal.
He's having fun, and he doesn't need his his beast of a receiver, Hopkins, who barely got any action. He just needs to basically work the game into his favor. It just really shows the ineptitude of his defense, because they just let Miami come back into the game over and over. And yeah, they, to be honest, scored, what, 34 Kyler points? Murray threw that pick six as well, or that fumble right in the beginning. So in all honesty, Kyler Murray did amazing. Miami got lucky to be part of the game.
Well, even a better reason for you to have Kyler Murray, a guy like him, because if his defense is going to be letting him down, then he's going to have to be throwing the ball a lot.
God, just look at his stats. I'm going to whoop all y'all in family.
No, it's all y'all. I'm not going to concede.
Hey, you're you too? You too?
Thank you for getting that joke. But, you know, but because I've had a super, don't forget, I've had super teams before that clunked it in the playoffs. So,
yep.
Speaking of super teams, is Mahomes, my patron saint of my 2018 super team.
There you go.
372 yards, four touchdowns. Drew Brees, Sunday Night Football, four TDs. 12 different receivers caught balls from him. Drew Locke had a big game, 313, two, and he ended up a rushing touchdown. Teddy B, your boy, Hector, 310 yards.
He's doing things.
I got to pick him up in a lot of leagues because I feel like now that CMC's there.
But you just dropped him.
Learn how to. No, in other leagues,
Oh, in our league, you just dropped him.
Big Ben went over 300 yards, 306 yards and three touchdowns. Only the second time that he went over 300. Justin Herbert could have had that fourth touchdown. Should have had that fourth touchdown. Actually, had two balls there.
Third.
The third touchdown. Sorry, Russell Wilson. He had 390 yards in the losing effort. He did have two touchdowns. Two picks.
He looks great when he loses, right?
He still does.
He looks great. He looks great all the time. I mean, he's just a stud, Russell Wilson. And he's what, front runner. He's front runner for MVP. They're gonna have to take it away from him.
It's
man.
Him.
Oh no! Another Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback that everyone's gonna go crazy talking, about for a couple.
Say
of
it, baby. Preach.
Jake Luton or Luton with 300 yards, 304, one touchdown, one interception. Also ran for a really nice looking touchdown. Not sure if you guys saw that 13-yard scramble, but he did a little spin move right before.
That was a beautiful play.
Greatest game of his career. You will never see anything better until next season.
Luton Mania? Is it Luton Mania? Anyways, go no more Minshew Mania. It's Luton Mania.
Until we get some Luton on that salad.
They're gonna definitely let him cook.
Right?
I think they
still want Robinson to see what he does, so this team's still experimenting. We'll see what the heck they're going to do.
But that's why I think he's going to stick around. Tua Tagovailoa, you know, we all had questions about
where to see a left-hander.
But I tell you, I vividly Steve Young, remember man. Steve Young. He looks so much like him. So much like Steve Young.
Like to see him moving like that, like Vic, I felt like. And
Michael Vick too, yeah.
He was just so quick, so quick.
He doesn't have that gear, but he's got that great arm. He's got great.
I'm not sure
if
the way he scrambles, he makes plays happen. He goes between players. Ooh, he's got a little Vic quality, but good for him. Good for him.
I think he's got the Vic quality, but he doesn't have that Vic.
Is Vic a bad word nowadays? I mean, I like him, but
no, he's rehabbed himself. I mean, he's on TV and everything, so he's good, and he's speaking out. So
he did his time, just like this running back we're about to talk about.
Oh,
DMC. Not Dalvin Cook. CMC did his time in the injury list. Dalvin Cook's been no time. Dalvin Cook's been making cooking time with how awesome he's
talking
been.
About cooking, man. Dalvin Cook, 206.
Dalvin Cook, 206 yards, two touchdowns, 46 yards in the air. This guy is just a beast. It's frustrating because he's doing amazing. And I strayed from him in a lot of different drafts because of his playoff schedule. And we'll see. We got five more weeks to see him go off. But I'm telling you guys, just wait till his playoff schedule. He's not going to do this 206 yards. Maybe he gets 100 yards and one touchdown. But still, it's going to differentiate for some people. Anyways, CMC doing his time, comes back with 69 yards on the ground.
Rehab,
one touchdown,
man.
82 yards in the air. 10 for 10. Who gets 10 receptions and 10 on and 10
CMC
10 targets and 10 receptions. Oh my goodness, with the touchdown. Ooh, it's just nice.
Tell us how you really feel, Rick.
I have him in two leagues. One of them, I was able to snag him from a branch from someone who was going to use him for a while, and everyone's all like, why are you taking him from him? Oh, it's nice to finally
see. How was that again? How did we say it?
It was a seed that I took from Raul that wasn't growing. So I said, I'll take it for 5-6 weeks because y'all know how I love the injured players.
Oh.
And now
it's and he been, looked like himself. He looked completely like
and
CMC.
They needed him. They like needed him, yeah. And that's what was awesome.
He didn't miss a beat. Yeah, he didn't miss a beat. He is he CMC, not, man. There's a guy. He's the man.
And
he's
you know what? Man. That team going toe-to-toe with the world champs, that
at the end they were rubbing his rib, and even now that I speak about it, now mine's hurting too, so I feel like he's like my spirit animal or something. So like, but he was rubbing that area. He had a trainer on him at the end, so I am a little worried about that. I'm sure we'll hear about that later.
Oh man, well, really only one other good running back. Not a big day for running backs. James Robinson got 99 yards and a touchdown. A few other guys.
This guy is ridiculously consistent.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it because I picked way too many people ahead of him thinking that he wasn't going to be a running back
Well, he was never Jackson. Even – he wasn't even drafted at our draft. He was picked up on
a waiver. No, I picked OG Waba and
– Oh, you mean the guys on that team?
And Armstead on that team.
Right.
And this guy's one of the most consistent backs, always getting like 15 points, never like too high up, but every now and then he blows up. But it's like, dude, this guy's just like – consistent, and I'm a little jealous of the people who do have them because they got them cheap, super cheap.
And there's always a guy like that, and every year there's a guy like that, a guy that either goes undrafted or super late rounds, and it just ends up just blowing up. And you always know there's a guy like that. It's just, you know, you just hope that you're the guy that gets them. And you know, unfortunately, you didn't get him this year. But
I'm just the guy who got him in our league probably
Brian got him. Brian's.
So I don't got to worry about him. So I don't got to worry about him.
That was smart. Yeah, he lost a Corazon Roto today by even less than you won by, Hector, as .7.
No, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I lost to Nico. Like
wait a minute, I thought he was still playing.
I thought Nico was going to lose this week.
Brian still has a player, George.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, so never mind.
Yeah, but no, Brian's got P. Ryan tomorrow.
So he'll win that one.
Yeah, he'll win.
You know, just on the running backs.
Hold up. If Perrine just sucks and doesn't do anything, let's not go with anything.
He can fall and get 7 yards. He will get 7 yards.
No. I mean, yes. I'm not sure if you guys have seen the elections lately. We need every yard counted.
Perrine will get 7 yards. Unless it's like one of these other, you know, hurt on the first play.
What if he fumbles? You never know. I've seen.
Look, yes, I understand what you're saying. Generally speaking, he will score. But
you still
look,
I hope Brian wins. I hope Brian wins, so go for it. Yes,
Brian's going to win. But to your point.
Brian's a melon ballot. I'm cool.
There have been crazy scenarios in fantasy football where you think there's no way that can happen, and then that happens. And yes, we've all seen it. I'll tell you guys a quick story. I had years ago, this is like maybe 8 years ago, I had the starting running back for the New York Giants. I can't even remember the guy's name. His guy's name was like Fred Smith or something. Like, obviously he didn't last
probably
very long
not,
because
yeah.
It was like opening night and I needed like 2 points, like something stupid to win. And this guy went in the game and he fumbled twice and lost both, and he got -4, and then they pulled him. So I ended up with -4 points from him and I lost. So yes, Rick, to your point,
that's your luck.
That happens. That can happen.
No, you never know.
I don't think it's going to happen.
If you set yourself up for that, I feel like you are your choices, and that is
just saying
to have a no name that no one talks about. I'm like, good thing you lost that week because
no, but he was like a rookie.
That tells
like
me he had a horrible year.
He was like a hyped up rookie. Yeah, that was like 8 years ago. But I'm saying he was like not hyped up
enough to still be in the league.
So. Well, yeah, because he fumbled. That ruined his career.
Sorry, I'm a little cocky right now because I went 5-0 this week.
Woo! Is this what a little cocky sounds like?
This is what trending looks
what
like.
What does a lock hockey sound like then? Jeez.
Wait till the end of December.
Well, December. Let's get into the receivers.
Receivers, let's go.
I did a little count right now. Yeah, 12 receivers went over 100 yards.
DK Metcalf is my guy. And Keenan Allen, there's my guy too. Let's go.
You know, Tyreek Hill, got two touchdowns, 113 yards. DJ Chark again. Mikey, sorry. 146 yards and a touchdown. Curtis Samuel. I mean, here's a question
he's
about
Curtis. Part of the offense. He's a huge part of the offense because we always knew he was going to run it. But, and part of the running is those little quick passes. And this guy is just elusive and he's quick and just no one's expecting it. And that's why this guy's going 9 for 9 for 105 yards and a touchdown.
Yep. Yeah.
But also still getting three rushes. Three rushes for 13 yards. So he's a huge part of the offense. He's going to be a bigger part of the offense than Mike.
Yeah, and DJ Moore is DJ Moore. Like I think you guys mentioned it earlier. We were talking. DJ Moore has kind of become the third option. Robbie Anderson.
Is he
getting a lot of play. You know, Curtis Samuel seems to be number one all of a sudden. And what happens now? DJ Moore, I have him in my lineup today. He didn't do anything. He got, like, I think, 19 yards. I think one reception for like 18 or 19 yards. So DJ Moore
for 18.
Yeah, he's falling off. Who knows what's going to happen? He started the season as the number one guy, but obviously Teddy B is definitely building some rapport with Curtis Samuel there. So I don't know what I'm going to do with DJ Moore, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, another guy we talked about, Jerry Jeudy, was a good play for DFS. 7 catches for 125 yards. Keenan Allen, old man River, he's just
baby,
steady as they go. He 105.3 and a touchdown. Terry McLaurin, scary targets. Terry, 115.
Scary DK Terry Metcalf. With that long one. That's what saved him right there. Oh, but yeah, that's what this guy can do. He can turn a little thing into a big thing. So,
and he ran through a couple guys on that one. He just ran past a couple guys. It was fantastic. And then DK Metcalf had himself just his normal day, 107 catches.
Normal. He wasn't running for a long one and then drop it on the 1 yard line. Like, no, this guy was just grinding every game or every play. So, and they still lost it, but for Metcalf, I feel like this one was hard earned.
He's doing this every week. So this guy's putting up big numbers.
This one is more blue collar. This one is definitely more.
Yeah,
blue collar.
I'm affectionately calling him Metcatron.
Oh my God.
I got a question for my primos.
Yes.
We're drafting today, knowing what we know today.
Yep.
What wide receivers are you taking in front of DK?
DK Metcalf. Oh, in front of him.
Are you taking anybody in front of him?
Michael Thomas.
I'm still taking Hopkins in front of him. Still taking Adams in front of him. I'm not taking.
I'm not taking Adams in front of him. He's getting 10.
How would you not take Adams in front of him? He's scoring more points than him.
Yeah, Adams is ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're right.
Anyways, I don't want to. Anyways, yeah, as I was Adams. Saying before, as we're leaving.
Yeah, you're probably right, here. Adams. You're probably right, Adams. But not. I think maybe. Yeah. Well,
he's definitely top five.
Yeah.
I may only
he's
take
top five.
I think it's Adams and Thomas. I think I still, no, not I think even I take
Thomas.
Him ahead.
Why would you put Thomas there? Knowing what you know now, why would you want Thomas on your team?
If I'm starting now, I'm talking about if I'm starting now.
Yeah, healthy Michael Thomas is still getting.
So if you're drafting,
if I'm drafting
today,
now for the rest of the season,
not if you're drafting like
today for the rest
one.
Of the season.
Why would for the rest you even today want for the rest Thomas? Of the season? Oh man, Metcalf's got to be maybe top three then.
I mean, I would take Thomas barely over Metcalf,
right?
And actually, I like Tyreek Hill a lot, but I like DK Metcalf better.
Metcalf,
like Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, like, come on, like, you're not thinking too much. You're just looking, you're
I don't know if I'd take Keenan Allen in front of DK Metcalf, but I have the luxury of having both of those guys. Keenan Allen.
Like, also, I'll tell you what, guys, wide receiver is so deep, I'd rather sell on that and get like a Will Fuller, who's really, really, no one's looking at him, and have like a Will Fuller and a Stephon Diggs, players who are like maybe 10 or 11 in the list, so that I don't got to pay so much and have a top five wide receiver, but so I can have like a really good running back. That's what I've been doing in all my leagues, and right now I'm doing real good. No, I'm not sure if I mentioned. Yeah, but
I guess from a
you went 5-0 today.
From a skill standpoint, you can't argue. I think Metcalf top
wide receiver has just been so deep this year.
It's been so deep.
No, that's true.
And you can just sell your good wide receiver and still get a top 15, 20 wide receiver easily if you invest right. Easily.
Hey, yep. I tell you, you know what? I did a deal where everybody I traded two players. We traded Jonathan Taylor and Will Fuller. And both of them had good games today, but we got Travis Kelce.
And there's only one good tight end. Yep. Am I not right?
He's ridiculous.
Travis Kelce. And we don't even have tight ends in our league. But if you're going to have one, who are you going to have?
Travis Kelce.
I'm still kicking myself. 159
yards. Ooh.
Still kicking myself. But yeah, all the other guys we talked about.
Kelce, you guys gave me Kamara. Oh. Stupid. I don't even know why I play in the family league. It's like free money.
And this is a little bit cocky, right? Yours is a little bit cocky.
Free money.
I tell people the people on my team, and they're like, how? And I'm like, I don't know either. But
well, like, only because of CMC was a trade. That changes the whole landscape of
I still have Kamara, Kelce, right. Murray.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we did. All right, that's enough of that one. But there is Olamide Zaccheaus. I think I said that right. He was one of the guys that came out of nowhere. I know Ricky, DFS. You had him in DFS today. AJ Brown
he creates his own yards. That's what he does.
He's
amazing. Tannehill sucks, but AJ Brown makes a 10-yarder go to a 50-yarder, and that's the difference.
He's just a beast. And then speaking of beasts, Travis Kelce,
there he is.
159 yards, 10 receptions, just
12 targets. Wow.
He's a top 10 receiver. That's what he is. And I mean, the other guys, everybody pales in comparison. Jimmy Graham is the,
and he's consistent.
Yeah.
Super consistent.
It's just, it's amazing. I mean, the other tight ends, Jimmy Graham got 55 yards on 6 receptions and a touchdown. Evan Engram got 5, you know, 5 receptions, but they're like high school kids.
These are fourth tier.
Yeah. It's like high school kids next to an all pro.
Right. He's a beast.
Irv Smith got 2 touchdowns, but 10 yards, but tells you how tight end is.
So it's like,
but that just shows how tight end is just so shallow. And we were talking about how deep it was in preseason. And it's like,
But I've always been saying, shallow. Get the top three.
Get the guy. Well, let's get into Ay Dios mío. It's, you know, three quarter.
I don't even want to talk about this guy. Don't even want to talk about the guy.
Derek Carr, 165 yards, 2 touchdowns. Just not a day for him. Matthew Stafford.
I'd love to suck that bet and still get a win.
Oh, man. Matthew Stafford, of course, we talked about him leaving with a concussion with 211 yards. Yeah,
that performance got me like 6 points, I think. It was bad.
When it hurt.
And I don't know what hurt more than Tom Brady, 22 of 38 for 209 yards, 0 touchdowns,
3 interceptions.
And they were looking so good, and they were getting Godwin and Antonio Brown. And just, I think a lot of that was the New Orleans defense. It was, they were stepping up.
Lattimore,
yeah.
I would definitely say they did. They look good.
Definitely.
Some amazing just Ay Dios mío running back performances. It didn't seem like we had a lot of great ones on great running back performances, but the Ay Dios mío, I mean, James Conner, I have him on a couple of teams, including the Familia League. I thought he was hurt, and then he came back in the game. He was in the game at the end. It was just a horrible game script for them. just a horrible game script. You know, 22 yards. Justin Jackson, big donna, big donna. You know, CEH.
He got saved by the touch. He got saved by a receiving touchdown, but five carries for 14 yards. That is not going
to
cut it.
And it's not like it went to Lev Bell, because Lev Bell only got 8 yards.
He was 4 for 8.
Yeah. And that was, and Carolina is a team that gives up, that is good against the pass. They're horrible against the run.
They have a bunch of rookies on their defense. So I don't even understand how between both Le'Veon Bell and CEH, they combined for, what is that, 22 yards rushing? Like, I don't, that's just
it
weird.
It was amazing.
I mean, was it game script? I mean, 9 carries between the two of them. That's not a whole lot of rushing there.
Well, they were down 14-0. So then it was, Patrick Mahomes just had to throw the ball. So that's what it was. Chase Edmonds, I got him on here, 70 yards. I mean, I put him on there because he had 25
that was
carries.
Still good for him.
Yeah.
That's what the team needed from him compared to what other running backs did. I'm happy for him. I think, you know what, that's even a tough running back defense. So I'm happy with what he did personally.
Yeah. Taylor.
I'm sure next time he'll do even better.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, 27 yards. He did get the touchdown saved. Zeke.
Weak
we
Zeke.
It. He weak Zeke.
Ouch.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
that's a rough line. 18 for 51 is a – and then the question is starting to come in now because Zeke's been throwing up some kind of subpar weeks now, right? Is COVID, you know, the fact that he had COVID, is that – maybe possibly affecting him physically, Rick. Talked about that before.
We went over our halfway projections, and I kind of projected that Zeke was just going to have a weak year. So this is just further proof.
Part of the course.
I still think it's more the offensive line than him being compromised. But you know, the offensive line is bad.
Does it matter about the reasoning or the ending?
It's the results.
Exactly.
It's the results. And that's why my team is middling, because I used that number 2 pick on him. And then of course the other number 2.
You had no choice. You had no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you going to get? Mahomes?
I'd like to have Mahomes right now. Derrick Henry, 68 yards. You know, he's not, it's winter is
that was
him.
Sad. That was sad.
Ooh, Devin Singletary, one rushing yard.
Two carries.
Looked good every now and then, but then Moss just was in it. And it's just like, I'm over it. This guy's done. He's almost droppable in 10 man leagues.
So is Zach Moss now become the start, like basically the starting running back for?
He's Buffalo? Barely wantable too. He's like a J.K. Dobbins.
It's then you get J.K. Dobbins, 12 carries, 30 yards. Just not a big game after, not a big follow up to his last game. Philip Lindsay, 23 yards. Melvin Gordon, 18 yards. Just not a day.
These guys just aren't needed.
Yeah. It was, it was Drew Lock's day. It was Drew Lock day. And then also not needed were, because they were just throwing all the time, was the two running backs for the Bucks. You know,
but Fournette was a lot involved the second half, and he got a lot of receptions too.
He did. Though he got 1 yard, one carry for 0 yards, and then you got Ronald Jones with 3 carries for 9 yards. Just, tough one. Tough one. And we had some adios mio wide receivers. I mean,
why is Julio Jones on here? He's still
because
got
I thought he was going to get 150 yards. I thought he was going to get 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that's why.
It was
my capricho. It was my capricho for being
And Marvin Jones, too. Marvin Jones, dummy, and he was still serviceable.
Yeah, yes, he got the touchdown. Sterling Shepard, he got his 6 receptions, 39 yards. Tyler Lockett, the talk before was that the Bills were bad against the slot, and he got 40 yards, which outside of that blow up game, that's what he's been doing lately, and it's kind of crazy. And then
Marquise Brown taking over. Be ready. Metcalf's taking
DK.
Over.
Yeah. Marquise Brown, what happened to the squeaky wheel game? So
that's 38
yards. That's on me. D Hop, what happened to D Hop, Rick?
I traded him in 2 leagues, so I feel like mentally I was already ready for this. But it's something wide receivers do. Every now and then they get caught up, but they show their floor. This is his floor. Let's not worry about it too much. Same thing with Mark Andrews, who got a three receptions, five targets, 22 yards. This is their floor. They're going to – someone like D-Hop isn't always going to get 30 yards. So consider this 1 out of 16. Someone like Mark Andrews, 22 yards. Consider this something he does 2 every 8 games. But other than that, it's tough to see these star players do so crappy because they take down so much of your team and you got to get everyone else to do good.
Yeah, I have Mark Andrews. Luckily, I sat him today, but you know.
How do you sit? Well, you sat him in a league that doesn't require tight ends.
Exactly. But to my chagrin, I sat him and instead of him, I played DJ Moore, who went 2 catches for 18 yards. So that didn't really help me.
On the list? Yeah.
Exactly. That didn't help me too much.
And then how about Henry Ruggs, a big donut? Settle.
See, I don't see a lot of people starting him, but I do see a lot of people starting Adam Thielen going 2 for 5.
That's a tough
38 round. Yards, yeah. Especially two when they catches. Did so good the whole game. Right. I had Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, and even he got more points than that. So a little surprising, but hey, just like Cooks, right?
Cooks.
Oh, man. Well, that's it for the Adios Mio. Let's do a quick Monday Night Football preview.
Yeah, the Jets are playing. What's there to that preview? Means that,
it's like they suck. Everyone sucks.
The Jets are playing. That means someone else is going to win this game, which is this week is going to be the New England Patriots. Let's go.
You sit there. This is an Adios Mio game because you got, I mean, the Patriots are 2-5 and they're the better team.
Maybe
they're
over-under.
They're a 9.5-point road favorite. I mean, that just tells you how bad the Jets are. And it's like on the Jets, you got Sam Darnold out. Are you starting anybody? Are you starting anybody? I mean, we know Brian.
Jameson Crowder.
You know, Jameson Crowder.
That's it.
Though he's been
that's literally up. Yeah. It.
And then on New England, who's trusting Cam? Are you trusting Cam with, you know, against that bad Jets defense?
No, because as soon as they're up, they're going to try to run it. They're not going to trust Cam to keep throwing it.
Start Damian Harris. He'll
not even no, because they have so many running backs. They're going to try everything.
That's true. They have James.
They're
going to
play
it
so safe.
They have a bunch of guys. That's
they
true.
They need to play it so safe. So just watch a really boring
that's,
game.
Maybe nobody.
If anyone's, but I will say, if anybody's going to run the ball, it's him. He seems to be the between the tackles rusher. I mean, James White has been catching the ball out of the backfield.
Nothing worth buying, though.
I don't. Yeah, you're not getting. There's no hero play on this one. We know that
Crowder's I'm putting Crowder as my captain for tomorrow.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I can't even picture this one. Oh.
It's going to be a bad game. Don't even watch it.
Well, I'll be doing a waiver wire overview after this game with a quick recap. It'll probably be a really quick recap.
It has the feeling of a Thursday night game.
How do you get entertainment value out of a Jets game? I'm just trying to, you know, because it's like a JV team. It's just like, you know, the outcome, you know,
the entertainment value is in the comedy.
Right. Yeah. Just thinking about how New England lost last week.
The comic relief.
Cam Newton's 25 seconds left in his fumble. It's just like
here's what I say. I would say, I mean, obviously it's a Monday night game, so you don't have too many options left. But if you have Cam, if somehow you have only Cam as an option, you can start him pretty confidently. I think a game like this, Cam's gonna try to show up a little bit and maybe run in for at least maybe 2 touchdowns running, you know, just because, you know, he's that kind of guy where he does like to show up.
10 to 24, 10 to 20 at the most. That's it. New England's not going to try to be
flashy.
He'll get a quick lead and just pound it the rest of the way.
He'll run for one.
New Jersey will get a quick touchdown at the end. That's it. Other than that, I work, thank goodness.
He'll try to score.
I'm taking the under on this one. I think it's going to be like New England 17-3 or something like that. It's going to be ugly.
Right. Yeah.
Well, let's end on a positive note. Gracias, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky, the positive note is that Ricky went 5-0 and he's never going to be 5-0 again, so let's hope.
All right.
Let's hope.
And everybody, eso es todo for our show. Hey, thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out into the Familia community. Please make sure you subscribe. Leave us a review at Apple. You can also subscribe at Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, follow us on Twitter at Familia FFB. You can find me at Jorge Martin 17, Hector at What the Heck with 2 T's, as well as our FamiliaFFB.com website and our Familia FFB Facebook page. So gracias otra vez, everybody. Remember, todos somos familia.
Adios, amigos.
Salud.